Tamura, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph 2:1. Since in the previous Mishnah we had said that a korban yachid, a private person's korban that he purchased with his own private funds, could effect tamura, whereas a korban tzibur, a korban purchased with communal funds for the Beis Mikdash, could not effect tamura. So the Mishnah here goes on to enumerate other general differences between korbanos tzibur and korbanos yachid. Says the Mishnah, Yesh bar korbanos hayachid, ma she'ein bar korbanos hatzibur, v'yesh bar korbanos hatzibur, ma she'ein bar korbanos hayachid. There are certain halachas that apply specifically to a private person's korban, which don't apply to the communally purchased korbanos, and there are certain halachas that apply specifically to communal korbanos that don't apply to a private person's korban. Now we're going to list three, she'ein korbanos hayachid, the three that are applicable to the private person's korban that don't apply to the tziburi, the communal korban. The first three is, as you know, shir korbanos hayachid osin tamura for korbanos hatzibur einam osin tamura. A private person's korban can, yes, effect tamura, making the second animal consecrated, whereas a korban tzibur simply cannot. Second of all, korbanos hayachid nohagen bezacharim uvenekevos. There is the possibility of bringing both male and female korbanos for a private person's offering. Actually, what this is really referring to is that when it comes to a shlamim, it could be a male or female animal. The korbanos tzibur, the various korbanos that are brought on behalf of the community, ein nohagen ela bezacharim. They are invariably male. The shlamim is the male, the one shlamim that's brought for the tzibur on Shavuos, as well as all other korbanos work out, actually, to all be males. And third of all, korbanos hayachid chayavim b'achrayusin u'v'achrayos niskehen. When it comes to a private person's korban, even if there's a very specific time that one is supposed to bring this korban, like, for example, Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, should bring her korban on her 40th day or 80th day, depending if it's a boy or a girl, or in the case of, let's say, a metzora, who on the 8th day of his purification process must bring korbanos, if a person missed the day on which they're supposed to bring their korban, they are not absolved their obligation. They must still bring it later on. They can bring it late. Better late than never. And same goes with the achrayos of niskehem. When it comes to generally shlamim and olos, all require nisachim, that's accompanying wine libation, as well as the minchas nisachim, like a meal libation, meal with oil, etc. So those, if a person didn't bring his menachos that accompany his korban on time, he can bring it or must bring it later. The korbanos hatzibur ein chayavin lo b'achrayusim v'lo b'achrayus niskeim. When it comes to a korban tzibur, says the Tana, if you missed the boat and didn't bring it when you're supposed to, so then it's not better late than ever. It's too late. You can't bring it after the fact. And same goes with the bringing of the nesachim. However, aval chayavin b'achrayusim niskeim mishekarav hazavach. If the korban was brought appropriately, the ola, but then whatever reason the tzibur didn't bring its nesachim, so then you can bring the nesachim later on, even many days later on. That's the sort of the things that are specific to private person's korbanos. Now, as far as korbanos tzibur goes, says the Mishnah, there are two differences that apply specifically to korban tzibur. The first is Yesh bar korbanos hatzibur ma she'ein bar korbanos hayachid she korbanos hatzibur dochen es haShabbos. When the tzibur has to bring a korban, it pushes off Shabbos, meaning you bring it even on Shabbos. Vesatuma, and also if all the kohanim are tamei, they do the avoda anyways. Normally, if the kohanim are tameim, so then the offering is invalid. But if they're all tamei, so then we proceed and do the korbanos for the tzibur anyways. Even though they're done with the state of the korban, the kohanim being in a state of tumah, still the korban is valid. Bar korbanos hayachid einan dochen lo es haShabbos v'lo es haTumah. A private person's offering in general does not override Shabbos, meaning if you have to bring a korban, I don't know, the Yoledes has to bring a korban, but she has to bring it, you know, today, but she's not going to bring it today because it's Shabbos, etc. And similarly, if all the kohanim are tamei, then they'll just say, listen, come back next week when we're at Dorim, and then we'll do your private person's offering. Now, Rav Meir says, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with his latter point about what defines the korbanos that are docha Shabbos have to do with if they're public or private. V'lo chavite kohen gadol upar yom kippurim korban yachid. B'dochen Esther Shabbos v'Esther Tuma. He enumerates two specific kind of korbanos which are purchased by a private person out of their own private money. The chavite kohen gadol is the daily chavite, and it's a meal offering that the kohen gadol brings, and he has to pay for it himself, and half's brought in the afternoon, and the morning half's brought in the afternoon. And the point is, it's really, luckily, technically speaking, it's a private person's offering because it's not bought with tzibori funds, and yet it's brought every day, even on Shabbos. Learn that from Sukkim. Same goes with the Docha Tumah. And some goes with the par Yom Kippur and the bull brought on Yom Kippur. You recall that the Kohen Gadol, he must purchase a bull with his own funds to bring in the base of Mikdash on Yom Kippur, its blood, aside from the Seir Lashem, the goat that goes to Hashem, not Lazazel, but to Lashem, and the blood goes in the Kaddish HaKadoshim. So there's a bull as well. That bull is to atone for the Kohen Gadol and his family and the Kohanim. The point is, the Kohen Gadol pays for that bull privately, so it's a Korban Yachid. And we learn out from Sukkim, no doubt about it, even if Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, definitely the Kohen Gadol will bring that bull on Yom Kippur Shabbos. So you see, these are private offerings that are Docha Shabbos. And actually, there's another one, Pesach, the Korban Pesach, every person's Korban Pesach is a private person's offering, and yet, if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we're Docha Shabbos and we're Docha Tuma for Korban Pesach. And so, therefore, Ela Shizmanan Kavua, says Rebbe Meir, you just have it wrong. The issue of whether or not Shabbos is pushed off to bring an offering isn't about is it a private or public offering. It's about, is there a Zman Kavua, a fixed time for this thing, and therefore, there are a couple examples where it's not a fixed time, and therefore it will not be Docha Shabbos or Tumah. So that actually also applies for things like the Par HaLem Davar, and the Seir, the goat that's brought for Avodah Zarah. Those are essentially bought from communal funds, therefore the Par HaLem Davar is a Korban Sibor, and yet it won't be Docha Shabbos because no specific Zman Kavua. You'll push it off until after Shabbos to do it. And same goes with the Seir Levodah Zarah. When that has to be brought, again, it won't be brought on Shabbos. So says Reb Meir, it's all about if it's Zman Kavua, a fixed time or not on the calendar, when it has to be brought, and no other time will do. Now, the Bartonus says the halacha follows Reb Meir, which is true, but the Tosafot Yom Tov points out that really, not really having that much of a machlokas. Reb Meir is saying the din. The Tanakama position basically is, well, yeah, you're right, but we're just sort of generalizing. And those are like sort of weird exceptions. But in general, the Korban Sibur does push off Shabbos and Tumah, whereas the Korban Yachid doesn't. And you're just focusing on the weird exceptional things. But that being the case, according to Tosafot Yom Tov anyways, there's no real machlokas here. And therefore, according to him, Bartonur is not speaking totally precisely when he says the halacha follows Reb Meir, as if the Tanakhama disagrees with these halachas, which ostensibly he does not.